at the time of making this record, Burn on a Wire had been the most recorded tune that we chose. Many other artists had found this tune in the 70s, and so it was a great challenge to see if we could find something new to do with it. I tend to hear a lot of music in a chant form. I don't know whether that comes from spending too many years with Gregorian, those little square notes. I came into music on the square note path, and so when you hit a chant, it kind of strikes a chord in me, and so that was my instinct that we should go into, you know, kind of a hypnotic, half African-ly influenced chant. And so that was my sense of where the song would be centered in my body, which is something I always pay attention to. If it isn't coming up from you, it's, you know, the rhythm speaking, you know, it's not gonna be married to your heartbeat. I was a big fan of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and I wanted to have, I felt that the motherland is Africa. And there was something, the music that came out of Africa exquisitely marries male energies and female energies, and it's real, comes up from the earth, but it's just as strong as can be. And so I wanted to ground Bird on a Wire in that kind of a foundation.
Bird on the Wire was a song that I never really felt I ever finished. And I keep singing different versions of it.
Uh-huh.
I keep changing the lyric.
Uh-huh.
I think I wrote it in 66, 67.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded it, I think, in 68 or 69. And then there was a different version of it slightly on another record, I think a live record. And then, just on my last live record, there's a completely different version of it. But I love your version of it. You know, it's interesting that you say you were listening to South African music. And, of course, we all have kind of debts that we pay and influences that we acknowledge. But those really are our own business. It really doesn't matter, because you can't really discern that you're under anybody's influence but your own.
Leonard came over to your house after we had done that initial tracking date, and the first thing we played him was Bird on a Wire, and I think it kind of took some of his apprehension away, because it felt so good.